welcome to our next show of the hour, starting at the 11 o'clock hour. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Anna, and we're waiting on my partner, DJ Marissa. She's a few minutes late, but we'll be returning to our, or we'll be arriving at the studio soon. We're going to start out with a 45 that I was on the Cape this weekend, and I was at a store with all sorts of different things, and they had a bunch of 45s, two for $1. So I got some vinyls for us, and we're going to start out with that new discovery. So hope you guys enjoy it.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come join the fun, it's a merry Copper comes from Arizona. Peaches come from Georgia. And lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska. And Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island. And little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana. Gophers from Montana. And spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cowland of Missouri. Where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado. Gold comes from Nevada. Divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island. Little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania. Vests from West Virginia. And tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming. A camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota. Coats come from Dakota. But why should you be blue? For you come from Rhode Island. Don't let them ride Rhode Island. It's famous for you.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That was... All right, man. God damn.
Hello, welcome back, and welcome, Marissa.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing on this Monday off?
Doing great, thank you, Anna, and thank you for starting off a good show. And I really enjoyed the new record that you played. Can you tell us about your new find?
Yeah. I was on Cape Cod this weekend, and a friend directed us towards what he called a hippie store in Orleans, and it just had like various odds and ends, lots of pins that I was looking at for you, but none jumped out at me that I thought you would like. And then they had in the very front just these two huge boxes just like full of 45s. And they were two for $1. So I just shuffled through them and I got the two things that I found first that attracted me. And one was a Motown vinyl with two Lionel Richie singles that you just heard. And then the other one you'll see later on in the show.
Very exciting. I enjoyed hearing them. Yeah. Something I was thinking about relating to WMFO recently was that yesterday I was, in fact, in Anna's car, and I was listening to WMFO through the real live radio, not streaming online. And the DJ on air was playing some, like, kind of Veterans Day themed songs, but also thinking critically about war and to quote Edwin Starr, what is it good for? Without disrespect to veterans who have served in those wars, but thinking about it. And yeah, I forget exactly what I was going to say, but I enjoyed two of the songs that DJ played last night. And I'm going to put on another song that is that I heard recently in a context of kind of national questioning, and there's a sarcastic line in this song that says, I forget, it's like, what a wonderful nation this is, or something like that. So this is a song by Four Non Blondes.
Great. Okay.
time to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed those two songs. We first heard What's Up from Four Non Blondes, and then after that was War from Edwin Starr. And thinking about War, I saw some posts on Facebook, like, not that I really went out and educated myself, I just saw. I don't know if you saw this, Anna, the kind of historical tie that yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War One. So it was 100 years ago today. Yesterday was the end of the war to end all wars. And look at the history of the past 100 years and how that hasn't, you know, hasn't come true. And I think that's really sad and also really, I don't know, inevitable, but like, why does it have to be? Thoughts. And so the next song we're going to put up is from another exciting new / vintage 45 that Anna got on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Not Cape Cod, the Cape.
Cape Cod, the Cape. Okay. I couldn't tell if in our conversation at the beginning of the weekend whether you actually thought I was going to somewhere that wasn't Cape Cod, but I was indeed going to Cape Cod. But anyway, so this is not a Motown track. I'm not sure who is the record company on this. But anyway, it's either, so it's another 45, so I think it's one or two songs. It's either Otis Redding and then Etta James, or it's a duet. And I can't really tell. Also, just to hold in there, listeners, I think it's pretty scratchy. It might be a little bit of a rough ride, but I want to give it a try. So thanks for taking this ride with me. So again, thank you for taking that rough ride with us. I guess it was about what I expected. I had just cleaned it with stuff I found in the studio, so it was as clean as it's gonna get, and I still enjoyed it. I'm still confused though, maybe it was written by Otis Redding, because I only heard a feminine voice in that, so I guess it was just, Etta James singing. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Do you have anything you would strongly want to play next?
I could.
I could
have something that's like a big change of genre.
Great.
Did you have something that's not a change?
Everything I would say is similar vibe. Sorry, folks, for just really breaking down the curtain. Here.
Yes. Okay. So back to our in-studio mode. I was just telling Anna, this weekend I got the chance to guest star on my friend's radio show at Middlebury College, and it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. But interestingly, there's some different rules for their, just not rules so much, but like guidelines of how they want to keep their studio and their shows vibrant. And one of them is, at least during certain like prime listening times, the radio shows have to play at least 2 new songs. Not new to the show, but like kind of new releases. And I don't know how new that is, yeah. But in the same day that I found that cool rule out, an artist that I recently started following, Aya Nakamura, who I've played on the show before, released a new album. And so I played something from that, and I'm going to play something from that here.
Great.
So kind of a catchy Afro pop.
Great.
Yeah.
Hello papi, mais qu'est-ce que ça? J'entends des bails atroces en main. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré. Mais comment ça? Demandez t'y paix. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on serait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Tu penses à moi, je pense à faire de l'argent. J'suis pas ta daronne, j'te fais pas la morale. Tu parles sur moi, ya air. Crache encore, ya air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Tu jouais un rôle, tu finiras aux enfers. Dans son Nakamura, je l'ai couché. Le jour où on se croise, faut pas tout faire. Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Putain, mais tu déconnes, c'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Putain, mais tu déconnes, c'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja, ouais. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja, ouais. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça, d'après toi. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça. En katana, baby. En katana, baby, tu dettes ça. En katana, baby. Oh, dja dja. Oh, dja dja. Oh, dja dja.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about that at all, Marissa? I know that you said that you've played it before, but I still liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that song. That was a that was Oye Como Va from Santana, and I feel like I play it all the time, but 'tis a good song.
I'm glad you did. So next we're going, so background, Marissa has a great crew neck that has Sun Ra on it. Remind me again how you got that crew neck.
'Tis my mother's.
Yes. Had she, do you know how she got that?
No, I really should ask.
Okay.
It's a good sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's great. It's just like pretty and comfy looking. Anyway, so then I really had no, I don't think I knew who Sun Ra was. And then in class the past couple weeks, we learned about him in our lecture on, what was the title? Funk and Afrofuturism. And it was actually a lecture that our TA did. Shout out to Brad. He did a great job. Proud of you. And so he was a confusing person. I also think that I need to do more research on him to fully talk about it. But yeah, he was part of this movement in the 70s called Afrofuturism, where there were a lot of African-American artists who were kind of taking up like space imagery and like time travel and a lot of different things. And so he has a movie that is titled the same as one of his more famous songs, Space is the Place, which is a cool song. I'm going to play something different that is more just like classic jazz. Unless, actually, Marissa, do you want to hear more of a Afrofuturistic that kind of vibe, or do you want to hear more of a easy to listen to jazz? You can pick. I'm happy with either.
The first one.
Okay.
And my mom just said that she bought that Sun Ra sweatshirt at a concert of his when he was still alive.
Whoa!
And added that Sun Ra believed he was from Saturn.
And I ask continually, but remind me your mother's name.
Lisa.
Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. That's so cool. I would love to hear more about that concert. That's really cool. And you can tell Marissa after so that we can just, if you've seen Space is the Place, the movie. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to play Space is the Place, the song. Please enjoy, everyone, including Lisa.
Space is the place.
Thing. And as I was saying that this goes on for like 10 minutes, so I was like, you know, we don't have to finish this and we won't, and we can also talk over it. I'm trying to compile a list of songs and albums that I would like to just have to play while Marissa and I talk on air, and this could be one of them. So transitioning a lot, this song is also something I learned in class and is one of the examples of early official rap, because rap started out as a tradition called toasting from Jamaica. There would be all of these large outdoor block parties in Jamaica, and the DJs, the people spinning the discs, would kind of talk over the music to get the party going, get the crowd hyped up. And then that kind of came over to America. There was toasting in America, and then that kind of transitioned into talking related to the beat and kind of like trying to show that you're good at relating your voice to the beat, and that became rapping. So this song called Rapper's Delight is a couple of these DJs. This woman, who I'm forgetting her name, she was actually a face in rock and roll a couple decades earlier. She took a bunch of DJs and she was like, I think that there's something here. Let's make a track called Rapper's Delight and try to see if people are interested in this. Anyway, I could talk for longer, but everyone enjoy Rapper's Delight.
Of a hip hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out.
Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it. I don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Some gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip. God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
Say the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to bead. Well, skittle a bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, cause you rock and a roll with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba to the boogie to bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finishing, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been.
Attention, all freeform radio lovers. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in fundraising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift, so go check out donate.wmfo.org. Thank you very much. The station would definitely appreciate your support. And something that I know about the donations drive this year is that it used to be through an external platform that was, you know, just within WMFO, the website part of it. And now it's actually through Tufts Giving. So if you do choose to donate, please make sure you type in WMFO in the... I think you have to type in other and then WMFO to make sure it goes directly to WMFO. It's very confusing. So thank you. This has been a PSA from WMFO 91.5 FM Freeform Medford Tufts. Oops.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So... Okay, I feel like I should say that again because it's the last 5 minutes. Okay, this is DJ Marissa and
DJ Anna.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for a great hour.
Thank you, and thank you for that important PSA. Support your local radio. Okay, so now we're going to finish with a song that my dear friend and housemate sang for her class last semester, her jazz combo class, and I just found that it's on SoundCloud, and I'm so proud of her, and I want to broadcast it to the world. So I hope everyone enjoys Bianca Capretta's song.
Together with our hearts upon our sleeves, for all to see, we two will.